You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
Johnny.
Oh, yeah. WMDX 92.7. You know, one of the things you're not supposed to do in radio is say, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, or right. Hey, folks.
Hey, everybody.
Or everybody. Takes that personal touch out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, we are talking to individuals out there. Each
one on one.
That's what it's about.
That's it. 7:06, hazy sunshine this morning. Highs today in the upper 70s, right now 57 degrees. The air quality alert, the advisory continues till noon today.
All right.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family owned and community focused, and they're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. If you need some help, 608-249-4077. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Okay. And my family told me to wear the hearing aids around the house.
What happened?
Apparently, we were having a long discussion.
Yeah.
And I have a very short attention span, so I just, you know, I kind of bow out after a while.
Right.
And I left the conversation, and they said, maybe you didn't hear us. We were talking directly to you. And it's like, you know, I can't hear high frequencies, but I know when the conversation's over, and that's why I walked away, probably.
Okay.
But anyway, I might have to wear the hearing aids around the house. Huh? All right. I think they're wrong. All right, here we go. This is the big story that everybody's kind of talking about.
Okay.
This was big. We actually had the Democratic Governors Association meeting right here in Wisconsin, hosted by Governor Evers.
Oh.
And a whole bunch of them got together, and they came out. They took questions from the press, and the press asked about gerrymandering.
Oh, really?
Going on in Texas and how we're going to react to it. And I thought this was just an incredible, incredible thing. You know what? Before we get to this, though, we are marking up a lot of people on the phone line here.
Yeah.
So let's get to them first. This is great stuff, and we've got a lot of cuts to cover here.
Okay.
But let's go to Matt first. Welcome to the program, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Yes.
I just saw a Brian Goldstone journalistic in-depth analysis looking into homelessness in America.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I thought, the numbers are way underrepresenting the true number, because I always thought, you know, since even Katrina, all these disasters, there's no way everyone's recovered and
right.
found housing, and they mm-hmm. don't count people who are working and are homeless or in their cars or in vans or staying on people's couches. And it just has me thinking about all these negative effects of Reagan and what he did to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm wondering what you guys think Project 25 will do to further eviscerate people's ability to house themselves or take care of their necessary things to survive. It feels like Project 25 will just make everything worse, and we really will become a failed state.
We're not. Part of Project 2025 was to get rid of FEMA, and they have done that, essentially. They're not feeding the states any of the federal dollars that they need to get people their homes to recover quickly or even at all. So I know there was flooding in one of the eastern states, and I can't remember which one it was, but they said, nope, we're not going to help you out. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
They're leaving all of the money, all of the costs up to the states, which can't afford it, and they have to balance their budgets each and every year, not like the federal government. So, yeah, I think we're in for some real trouble when it comes to trying to help people recover from natural disasters, Matt.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call on that. Let's go to Mark right now. Mark, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I think we need to do away with DEI when it comes to
progressive radio, because there's no reason that people who do not believe in diversity, equity, inclusion
right.
to actually be included in our conversations. I mean, we don't need their diverse and conservative opinions. We don't need to treat them equitably. But, and they shouldn't be included. I mean, just shun them like they want to shun their responsibilities to the rest of society. That And I'm just saying this.
No, I know. You know what?
You know, sarcastically, but I mean, it's just. Yeah. I've had a belly full of these people whining about DEI. All DEI is that we're supposed to treat everybody equally.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that in the Declaration of Independence that all, you know, all men are created equal? That,
right.
And which included, actually, and Jefferson apparently was using men to mean men and women. I mean, that people say, well, it just means men. No, he actually meant men and women.
You're right.
I mean, for goodness sakes, Abigail Adams was chewing on her husband, you know, John, because he wasn't including women enough in the Constitution. Back then, she thought women should have the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that some of the dance, as I understand, some of the Indian societies of North America actually had women were actually the leaders of the society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it is just it's beyond me why these people want to include this, and I mean that, and including this stuff in health. I mean that, God help us when the next pandemic hits, because it's gonna hit us even harder than the last time around, and it'd be on their heads.
I know. And then we'll probably have announcements from RFK Jr., and his voice is enough to just drive me insane.
Yeah.
So I think almost everybody in the administration has a horrible-sounding voice. So, yeah, I'm with you on the DEI. They're using DEI for everything, and there's a whole bunch of new articles starting to come out where people are noticing that they're using DEI just to exempt and destroy everything in government, just making it up as they go along, and it's just outrageous the way it is. Mark, we got to get on to the big topic here.
Thank
Governor
you,
Evers, redistricting going on in Texas. How are the Democrats going to respond to something like this? You know, it's fun to have Governor Evers there because no one knows what Governor Evers is going to say. He always drops a swear word in here and there or something.
The cut is not here, but the other cuts are there. I was looking through all the other ones.
Okay.
And Evers cut 16 is not in there.
It's not in there. It's Trump and his tariff issue. But everything else is there.
Yeah.
So we do have other cuts.
Okay.
We have more to provide here.
All right.
Well, goodness.
That's not comforting to me, but I put a lot of work into that, baby.
All right. Well,
let's start with Newsom. He's the guy who kind of started this whole thing up about trying to redistrict in his own state.
Right.
Sadly, they've got an independent body that does that for them. I don't know how they're going to tell them to redistrict in gerrymander style.
Mm.
But anyway, let's listen to Governor Newsom on this cut 18.
We tried to play by a higher value system. It's about formal authority. It's also about moral authority. We tried to deep both end.
Yeah.
I've long supported independent redistricting. I can't stand these gerrymandered districts. I can't stand the fact that we're trying to find, everything about gerrymandering needs to be addressed nationally.
Yep.
And I now realize that as a promoter to do it at the state level, I thought other states would follow suit because it was the right thing to do. They didn't.
No.
And so we've unilaterally disarmed. Democrats can't just sit there and act taller than thou and watch this democracy completely be degraded, watch the rule of law degraded, watch a system of co-equal branches of government completely devastated and rolled back in real time by Trump and Trumpism. So we're going to stand up. That district, likely this state, the blue, will get even darker blue. As we respond to Abbott, we respond to Donald Trump, and we assert ourselves much more aggressively. And that, your prior question, the prior question of that, and this damn question, Democrats need to stop the bullshit. It's a different day. Stop. We're on our heels on everything. They're shape-shifting everything. They're winning the messaging war.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. That's true.
Yeah. That
It's Governor Gavin Newsom from California.
Who would have guessed, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, taking that high road, you know, redistricting with an independent body that can do it without using politics would be our biggest drawback. It didn't work out like we had planned. So why don't we get to this cut? This is Chris Hayes covering the topic with Governor Kathy Hochul on redistricting. Let's listen. Mm-hmm.
So the only real way is to kind of match them for Democrats in blue states to fight fire with fire. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says he may call a special election to redraw his state's congressional maps. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul says she is ready to play by new rules. And joining me now is Kathy Hochul, the Democratic governor of New York. To level set here, what would you have to do to even for it even to be possible to redraw the congressional maps in the state?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right that we are fighting fire with fire. If they're going to rig the system, I refuse to sit on the sidelines and let our democracy further erode any more than it already has under the Trump administration. So we're all in for this. Just like Chris Hayes all in, we are all in. So let me say this. We have a change. We are different than California. I wish I could just call a special election and change it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. But we have a constitutional amendment process that's required first. I'm willing to do that. I'm working hard with our legislative leaders to pass legislation immediately as soon as they return in January, pass it in this current session of the legislature, go to the next one, which is required. So it won't be till 2027 we can get on the ballot. But what would that mean is that in 2028, we could have different lines. Otherwise, we have to wait until 2032.
So one thing I just want to point out there for the timeline is, because New York moved to essentially put in reforms that would make partisan gerrymandering more difficult, and a lot of Democratic states did that, including California, which has an independent commission. There's other states as well. But there's a kind of wild asymmetry here. I want to read you this quote from the New York Times. And here's the quote. Nationally, there are a lot of Democrats who thought they were doing the right thing in pushing for independent redistricting are now wondering, did we get duped, said a Democratic political consultant and political data expert. Did Democrats get duped?
I will say this. There were strong, good government advocates who really forced this issue in our state. My predecessor followed that. I'll tell you right now, I've been elected official for 30 years. I don't believe in tying our hands behind our back, especially when we're going against very aggressive opponents who have no trouble changing the rules in the middle of the game. So here we are. I'm left with the consequences. But this whole idea of having independent individuals who are not elected, who don't understand the system, determine the fate of our country, it hasn't worked, and it's not working now, particularly when Donald Trump is literally disenfranchising millions of people in Texas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that lays it out there.
It really does. I mean, it explains the whole situation, and tomorrow I'll bring in the Governor Evers cut. But because it's fascinating, he had three governors there. Tim Walz, let me see, we had Tim Walz and
Pritzker was there, I think. Right?
No,
no.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly was there.
Okay,
along with Tony Evers, of course, and a few other governors. But no. Okay, you want to go to the line?
If Let's we got go, time here,
Dick. Very quickly, what do you have for us?
To the president's jobs numbers situation, you know what breaking news would be with him if he ever were to tell the truth? Because it would be a pure accident if he did.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's saying now that her numbers were skewed way up. Harris is right before the election. In fact, they weren't. They were slightly lower than his. I mean, the guy is just amazing.
I know. It is. It truly is.
Dick, thank
All
you
right,
for that
Dick,
call.
Thanks a lot. We're going to continue. We're going to continue with the redistricting and a few cuts here. A guy from Texas, very angry.
We'll check in with Brittany Merlot on weather next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
22 minutes past the hour. Some haze out there this morning, and we'll see sunshine along the way. Highs close to 80 this afternoon. Right now, 58 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Hey, their back-to-school sale is off and running. You can start the school year off with a new mattress set built just for your student. It's time for you to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. For bigger dreams, your student needs the best sleep. And for that, it's got to be Verlo.
Yep.
Check them out. Verlo East Side or West Side in Madison, or just go to Verlo.com. And also, you can check out their lifetime comfort guarantee right there. We've got a new poll question up, John, on WMDXradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Which mayor of Madison is your favorite from the last 40 years?
Okay.
Right now, let's see. So 40 years covers, let's see, Joe Sensenbrenner, Sue Bauman, Paul Soglin, Dave Shishlevich, and Satya Rhodes Conway. Right now, it's a three-way tie between Soglin, Bauman, and Satya Rhodes Conway.
Okay.
Okay.
And Cheslevich is
Cheslevich. How do you say it?
Cheslevich.
Okay. He was mayor while I was gone. I was living in Indiana, so I never knew how to pronounce
his name.
You didn't
hear his name over and over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But he's been thinking about maybe having him as a guest.
We should.
City's
Let's get him
going.
In here.
We always talk to Paul. We should talk to
Cheslevich.
I'm going to have you say his name.
We should get
I love that.
Satya Rhodes Conway in here.
Yeah.
We had her in here once when we first started.
Yes.
Let's get her in here again.
That was a lot of fun.
Okay. We have Brittany Merlot standing by. Yes, she's here. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How was your weekend with the wildfire smoke out there?
Oh, man. When is this going
to
end?
Yeah, how come it's supposed to end at noon each and every day for the last week?
Right. Why do they set a deadline at noon? What is...
Oh, good question. Yeah. I think a lot of us are struggling with how to forecast this wildfire smoke here.
Yes.
It's a new thing, fairly new.
It is.
But the high-pressure system hasn't moved. The one that moved in late last week is the same one sitting here right now.
Wow.
It kind of started to nudge towards Michigan a little bit, but then another one builds in right behind it. So with the winds barely moving and all the same air sitting in the same place, that's why it's still here, still stuck here.
Yeah, it's been really still. No wind at all for the last couple of days here. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, right? It is creepy.
So what can we expect the rest of this week? What's the outlook?
So I think the wildfire smoke will start to clear for sure by tomorrow afternoon. The winds start to move at about 15 miles per hour to the south. Then they really pick up as we go into Wednesday and Thursday, like 20-mile-per-hour gusts. So that's that with the wildfire smoke by tomorrow afternoon. Then we've got some rain chances starting to roll in by Wednesday night. That kind of sticks with us through Thursday and into the weekend. On and off showers and storms are definitely possible because the heat and humidity start to build again. We'll be in the mid-50s by Thursday, feeling pretty humid, back to the dew points in the mid-70s. John, I'm looking at you.
Yes.
So that's going to be Thursday and into the weekend, that hot, humid, active, stormy kind of weather back. But no more wildfire smoke by that point.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
I guess that's good.
That would be all right.
Look, I don't mind having the wildfire smoke in the area if the dew points are high. I'm in the house. I have my HEPA furnace filter. I'm okay. Good.
Good.
Yeah, I don't care about anybody else. Okay. All right, here we go.
That's for sure.
No, okay. I do.
Brittany, thank you very much. We will
check in
with you again tomorrow. That's Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now let's get to a very angry voter out in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he had something to say meeting there. You know, the thing is, this guy sounds an awful lot like Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, if you remember him at all. He was in the Obama administration. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Actually, it was in W. Bush's. He was he was with Colin Powell.
Oh, okay.
And he was point blank blunt. I swear this is Lawrence Wilkerson, but it isn't.
Just an average voter in Texas, right?
And he was angry. He had he really laid it out. Let's listen to this.
Okay. I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course. He cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his business loans.
Trump, this is
he cheated on his wives. He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business. And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election. Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win. He has ordered Governor Greg Abbott to obey his command and cheat on the Texas redistricting scam to gerrymander five new, grossly and illegally drawn House districts. We are here because Texas is the first state under assault. If Texas House Republicans bow down to Trump like Abbott did, the other red states will follow. And if they do that, then America will be under assault. To me, House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on a dying carcass of democracy.
Wow.
And feed on that. America is a democratic republic, and it's being dismantled daily by Donald Trump. Every single House Republican is under assault by Trump and Abbott. They are telling you that your integrity, your honor, and your duty is for sale. And he is the buyer. And if you obey, you will be rewarded by not being primaried. And if you stand up to him and say no, you will be punished and primaried. And it's that diabolical. It's that simple. In other words, and I don't say this lightly, in other words, he's asking each of you to be one, pardon this word, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way, but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes. And I believe that.
All right.
That's, okay.
That's telling it like it is, man.
Yeah.
We've got another cut coming up as well about the gerrymandering problem of trying to maintain their dominance in Congress, the Republicans, the MAGAs.
So we'll be back with more of John and Gordy coming up.
What's the low?
The Wisconsin landscape is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland.
Cheeseland.
The Dells in Door County. I'm going to
Cheeseland.
Rednecks in trailers with families, and we are going to Cheeseland.
WMDX 92.7. You can check us out on the Civic Media app where I go all the time. Mm-hmm. I Bluetooth it into my auto, and I'm...
It's amazing.
I'm in heaven. Absolutely. And I can also text if I wanted to, and have I? Yes.
Yes, you have.
And
while you're driving your space car, the space car drives itself.
The space car does. It drives itself. It stays within the lines.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. And then because it actually drives itself,
yeah.
Every once in a while it'll tell you, please put your hands on the steering wheel. It does.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
It does. Wow. It does do that. I'm thinking, well, why? Then, why drive yourself? You know, it's a contradiction. But then I actually do put my hands on the steering wheel just for the hell of it.
Just to appease it.
I don't know how it knows. I don't have my hands on the steering wheel.
It knows everything. Okay. 7:36, this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Not sure what others are saying because of loud background noise, maybe on windy days or noisy family situations. Well, you need to call Jim or Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They helped out John Peterson. They helped out me. They can help you out, too. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. Or go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and set up an appointment. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Okay.
All right. You know, here we have a few texts here. And, you mentioned the poll.
Yeah, I did.
Again, what was the poll that's
the poll
up
is
now?
Which mayor of Madison is your favorite from the last 40 years? You have the choice of Joe Sensenbrenner, Paul Soglin, Sue Bauman, Satya Rhodes Conway, or Dave Shishlevich.
And that's at the WMDXradio.com website.
That's
check it
right.
out if you can.
Yep.
Cheslevich, You want
Jeshlevich, Jeshlevich. I'll be saying that over and over.
No,
again.
I want you to say it the way you're saying it now.
Jeshlevich.
So much better. And Linda out in Middleton says Sogman's her favorite. And Murray out in Madison says Evers.
Well, Evers wasn't mayor.
Oh. Well, what is it?
I don't know what that's referring to. Salon. I don't know.
Satya.
I don't know. All John, right. You'll have to resend your message, and we don't know what you're saying.
Okay, but here. John now, Murray. Here's an idea. This is from Doug in St. Francis, Milwaukee.
Oh.
All right, this is his next idea.
Okay.
It's time to move WMDX to Milwaukee.
What? Wait, what? He moved the whole station there?
He's already in negotiations, he says, to get permission for a WMDX transmission tower in his backyard.
Okay. Well, okay.
Work on that, man.
Or you can just listen to us on the Civic Media app.
And we
can
stay right here on State Street because we love State Street.
Okay.
It's
but
the
thank
street.
You for the thought.
Yes.
It's the thought that counts.
It is. We're still on gerrymandering. One more cut.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
This is from Representative Isaiah Martin. His message, he's a Texas Republican, and he had this wonderful thing to say to his fellow Republicans there in Texas. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
It's very apparent that no one seems to know why we're here. It just seems as if many are just sitting here going with the emotions. And it makes sense, because the game is rigged. We already know this way the situation's going to be. Many of you that are Republicans that are looking at you, you guys understand the game. You got to get Trump's endorsement. That's the name of the game to be a Republican nowadays. And you know very clearly that Trump told every single one of you that he needs 5 seats, is what he said. So why do we play this game where we come here to an empty chamber in which all of you pretend as if you don't know what's going on when you already know what the situation is? But the real conversation that we should be having that I want every single one of you to understand is that there will be a retaliation for that. You've seen states like California say that they will gerrymander Republicans out of their states. You see the same thing in Maryland. The same thing is going to happen in New York. While you were in here, Governor Kathy Hochul said that she will be gerrymandering Republicans out of their seats. The same thing is going to happen in New Jersey. So for all of the work that you guys see that you guys claim to be doing, when we should be talking about the fact that we live in a state that is unaffordable for people, our economy is wrecked, people cannot find good jobs, we literally have property taxes going up every single year, despite the fact that you Republicans have been in office for nearly 30 straight years. I mean, this is the game that we live in right here. And you choose after we literally got after one of the worst mass casualty events in our state's history to go and gerrymander people out of their seats. That's what you have chosen to do with your time because you're scared of Donald Trump. You are scared and terrified because you're seeking an endorsement when you understand the truth. And the funny part about it is that you all know it's true. You can't react to it. I see you guys' faces. You can't react to it, but you all know what the situation is because Donald Trump runs this body. He runs your vote, he runs your vote, he runs your vote, he runs your vote, because you guys know that you cannot dare cross him. And ultimately, what we need in this state are people that have the cojones to actually go forward and call this stuff out. Because what you guys have done to this state is cataclysmically horrific. And I think that everybody across the nation should be able to go look at what you guys have done. So I look forward to Kathy Hochul getting rid of you guys as Republican friends. I look forward to Phil Murphy getting rid of your Republican friends. I look forward to Wes Moore doing the same thing. I think Andy Harris
is please finish
had a
your
long
testimony.
Congressional career he's about to be done too. All of them will be done. And you can thank your failed, senile, dilapidated Epstein partying with president for all of the work that we're about to do to every single one of you.
Thank you for your
you
testimony.
Did this.
There you go.
You caused this, and this the is the result of you.
Okay. Who was that again?
That was
Isaiah Martin, right?
Yeah.
Isaiah Martin.
He's a representative in Texas.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. It's really good stuff. Of course, you got to know that the Texas House Redistricting Committee passed those new maps to replace the Democrats with 5 Republicans. They passed it. But because there isn't a quorum down there, the Democrats have left the state. The actual legislation cannot be passed at this point.
I see.
So let's hope that that keeps going, and they hold off on it for as long as they possibly can. Okay, now to add some lightness to the whole thing.
We're going to lighten up?
Lighten up just a little bit here. Oh, okay. You know, I don't know. Well, maybe this is a depressing thing to hear. But Jeanine Pirro, last week was confirmed as the D.C.'s top federal prosecutor.
Oh, man.
And by the way, that was without a hearing. She's known for her incendiary rhetoric and unwavering loyalty to Trump, right?
Sure.
And she assumes now control of the prosecutions in that district. Wow. You know where they prosecuted the January 6th rioters? Mm. You think that would have ever happened? No. Where federal investigations into Trump himself originate. That's not going to happen now.
Nope.
That's one way of covering it, putting someone who loves you unbelievably faithfully.
Yes.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee fast-tracked her nomination straight to the floor, skipping the traditional vetting process altogether because we know Jeanine Pirro. We know Judge Pirro, don't we? Yes. We know her. So I didn't have a clip for this, not something, a quote from her that I could play that we could all laugh at hysterically. Mm. But I did get comedian Cecily Strong.
Oh, really?
From Saturday Night Live, just to kind of fill in the
doing
blanks.
Doing her impression?
Doing her impression of Judge Pirro. So let's listen.
Here to give her parting thoughts tonight is Judge Jeanine Pirro.
She's holding wine, by the way, in all of this.
Judge Jeanine, I have not seen you in a while.
Oh, I'm still here. My show at Fox is on every Saturday at 9, a full hour before the nursing homes turn off the TV in the lobby. But I did take some time off recently. I went down to the most luxurious place on earth. Mar-a-Lago. Oh, it's like being on a cruise ship that's permanently docked in the hottest part of Florida, in between two classy strip clubs, you know, where the gals wear ball gowns. There's an endless buffet of rubbery shrimp, and the air smells like a bathroom stall that's been freshly sprayed with poopery.
That sounds wonderful, but you really don't have to be so loud.
Oh, go ahead and judge me, Colin, but I'm proud to be a small town girl who grew up on an airport tarmac. And now they want to put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. Sorry, Kamala Ma Ding Dong, not on my watch.
That seems a little racist.
A little racist? Have you been listening to me? Colin, even as I watch our beautiful country get overrun by a gang of MS-13's angriest Mexican lesbians, I'm still standing strong because I always did it my way.
That's right, she does. She does it.
So somebody at Fox News said my name into a bathroom mirror 3 times, and here I am. And Colin, I just want to take this opportunity to say hi to my super fans out there. Mean, horny men laying on in-home hospital beds and white prison gangs who control the remote on Saturdays. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to shout. You know, I can hear you.
Can't do it, pal. Mama's got one volume, and it's 3 Chardonnays deep at a crowded party.
Oh, boy.
3 Chardonnays deep. Well, I thought that was successful for actually having a cut from her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of works.
It does, yeah.
All right, well, you know, so much happened over the weekend. It was kind of insane. A lot of things.
A lot of crazy stuff.
A lot of things took place, and I want to bring something up that I didn't get to last week. You know, we've got a lot of stuff to get to yet, but I thought the emerging coup was something that I just wanted to pass along to you. I ran across this article, and despite Trump's consistently haphazard governance style, it's becoming easy to foresee how his regime could effectively void a democracy, which is always, you know, one of my biggest fears, and I'm sad to have to bring this news to you. It's all about, you know, bringing in an authoritarian government, basically. Mm-hmm. The bill, this big bad bill that we watched pass, that bill includes $30 billion in new enforcement funds. DHS boasts that it is already the largest federal law enforcement agency with over 80,000 officers spread across 9 organizations. But DHS says it plans to use the new funding to quickly hire 10,000 more ICE thugs. And in recent months, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem has systematically dismantled DHS's oversight offices, thereby paving the way for doing anything they damn well please.
Wow. 10,000 more?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. 10,000. I can't even wrap my head around how many more people that is. DHS is working with a jail budget that far exceeds that of the federal prison system. Mm. With this infusion of cash, the U.S. for the first time will have a massive federal police force with its own rapidly growing concentration camp system. So that's what we have to look forward to.
That's not encouraging. It's pretty scary.
And each one of them wears a mask.
Well, yes.
So yeah, we don't know who they are and what trucks they have. And
apparently.
Yeah, they don't have to show anything either for some reason.
They're going to have to hire even more. They just can't stop hiring.
That's right. And Connie reminds us that the Wisconsin Dems left the state during Walker's term to stop Act 10.
Yes. Yeah, that was
They delayed it anyway.
Mm-hmm. It is 7:48. When we return, we'll have leftovers on John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Okay.
All right.
What do we got left over?
Well,
here?
What have we got?
Yeah, I know.
This is... this is immigration news here.
Okay. What's up?
Well, ICE agents raided a Nebraska meatpacking plant, Glen Valley Foods, and took half of its staff away.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was this again?
That's in Nebraska. It's a meatpacking plant. Huh. The company had tried to verify every hire that they had, but half of them were immigrants that ICE agents took away. Within weeks, production plummeted about 70%. Most of the workforce was gone. Half of the maintenance crew was in the process of being deported, and the director of human resources had stopped coming to work, and more than 50 employees were being held at a detention facility in rural Nebraska. So, wow. Good work. Good work.
Okay. Wow.
I know.
Put them out of business, it sounds like.
Well, that's the way it is. You know, we don't want those foreigners here in the country. It is a white nation, after all. Again, a lot of people are finally waking up to the idea that they're trying to turn this into a white nation.
Yeah.
This is white nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
On steroids, and we're not really talking about it. We're talking about how horrible it is, about the agents, the ICE agents, occupying our cities and going into schools and churches and into the courts where immigrants are trying to follow the law, but instead are hauled away and put into a camp. This is,
there's just no due process in any of this.
There's just so much that we can take, and I think the people are certainly fed up. We saw that with Brian Stiles' town hall. But anyway, let's get into something a little different, change of pace here, and that is the trade deal with the EU, right?
I mean,
we heard it last week, and it was not really the greatest trade deal for the U.S. because now we're paying 15% higher prices for everything imported in from the EU.
Yeah.
Great deal. Super thumbs up from John and Gordy. God,
nicely done.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
And then I put two cuts together, his acceptance of the EU deal, and another cut I found. Okay. Where he was talking directly to Spain, the one holdout. All right, let's listen to cut 16 here.
Okay.
We are agreeing that the tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
Well, I can't wait to pay
that. So we have a tariff of 15%.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
We have the opening up of all of the European countries, which I think I could say we're essentially closed. I mean, you weren't exactly taking our autos. You weren't exactly taking our agriculture. Yeah. And then you would have smaller things. But for the most part, it was closed. And now it's open. It's open for our companies to go in and do a good job with it. I think you'll like them. I think you'll like it. Are you from Spain?
Yeah.
Good, congratulations. You're the only country that is not paying. I don't know what the problem is. I think it's too bad. Yeah. So we'll make it up. You know what we're going to do? We're negotiating with Spain on a trade deal. Oh. We're going to make them pay twice as much. Wow. And I'm actually serious about that. We're going to make Spain. I like Spain. I have so many people from Spain.
Oh, I got friends all
over.
It's
a great place, and they're great people. But Spain is the only country out of all of the countries that refuses to pay. And, you know, so they want a little bit of a free ride. But they'll have to pay it back to us on trade, because I'm not going to let that happen. It's unfair. It's unfair to Ned. All right.
All right. Wow. He drew the line there on Spain, didn't he? Well, by the way, Trump announced he'll make Spain pay twice as much. But Trump can't negotiate a separate deal with Spain because it's part of the EU.
Right.
Oh, the EU stands for something.
Yeah, European Union.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're
part of the
there.
European Union.
That's where they are.
So he can't do that. Mm. Okay. Oh, he is not the brightest bulb anywhere. But I got.
He thinks he can.
I have a cut here, and you got to listen to it. This is another track from Ronald Reagan. We are finding out we agree with Ronald Reagan, at least on immigration. Remember, he had a little thing on that.
Right.
Well, now he's got something here on tariffs. Let's listen to this.
At first, when someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. What eventually occurs is, first, homegrown industries start relying on government protection in the form of high tariffs. They stop competing and stop making the innovative management and technological changes they need to succeed in world markets. And then, while all this is going on, something even worse occurs. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. The result is more and more tariffs, higher and higher trade barriers, and less competition. So soon, because of the prices made artificially high by tariffs that subsidize inefficiency and poor management, people stop buying. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
Well,
yes.
That's
all right.
That's correct.
Takes your breath away a little bit, because like he knows.
Yes. Right? He was right about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of the things that we don't talk about very much is the protected markets in these EU countries. You know, they have certain health concerns about what we have in this country, and they don't want that stuff imported into their country.
Right.
So how does that affect that, right? Mm. They have protected their meat markets, and now they're asking for our meats in that country. So I don't know how that's going to affect the European market and those jobs there in those countries.
I don't know
countries.
Either, John, but I do know one thing. We just got a whole bunch of chocolate chip cookies here on Chocolate Chip Cookie Day from Megan. Oh. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. That is wonderful.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
We didn't have to make anything.
All right. Okay. Hey, that's thank you, Beck. That's going to do it for us for today. Coming up tomorrow from Serenity Pet Spa, Liz Johnston will be in for a visit. Also, Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society.
Yeah, big sale going on there.
Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great day.
All right.
So long.
I'll see you later.
Okay. What are you going to do?
See you now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Go drinking.
Hey, pal. This is
the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.